And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
It's the weekend, and you're listening to Grillin' Guys. Thanks for doing that, because we appreciate it that you tune in each and every week. And if you're just tuning in for the first time today, then you missed a little bit of fun we had. We had our friend Tyler Velting from New Union Brewery in for the first couple segments, and damn if he didn't bring some trick-or-treats with him.
And
we've had some really good beer. What went beer, best with beer is pizza. We talked about that. So
easy
now we're
going to
walk over. Right, not really.
It's like network.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're going to walk over to the campfire and talk a little bit about chili because, in fact, that's the next thing that goes really good with beer. Take it away, Bob.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to listen to our ramblings because we write a show plan every week, but we just don't necessarily follow it. And
such a waste of paper.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry if any one of these shows sends you sideways and it's just like two guys babbling on. But we're really trying to put together good content. But sometimes people bring beer in, and it gets a little... It gets a little crazy in here.
Does that ever happen at your camp if you're listening?
Yeah.
Where you start talking about one thing and there's a rabbit trail head down that thing? Listening to the Grillin' Guys because of that, right?
I bow hunt because I love watching the squirrels.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So anyway, we hope that even if you don't deer hunt, we hope you can live vicariously through those of us who do because... It's so wonderful to be out in the woods. I mean, if you're worried about COVID, and I'm not, I mean, if I get the flu, I get the flu. I'm gonna take some hydroxychloroquine and get rid of it.
Right.
I just want to be in a tree watching God's beauty.
Nature.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
I mean, where I hunt up at Whipple, my buddy Ted Baucamp, it's in a family trust. Nice to have a trust, let me say that.
Well, private land is wonderful when you're hunting. Right.
And we've got bald eagles, we've got peregrine falcons, we've got cougar. Per me, I had a face-to-face encounter with a giant cat. It was too dark for me to tell exactly what it was, but I lived. That was the best part. And I had like stained underwear as a result of
right.
That.
No, I get it, man.
And I think we're probably going to have wolves in no time because I know there's trail cam pictures of wolves around Baldwin. We've got bear. We've got a covey of bear. We've got a den right on our 400-acre piece. And it's just wonderful to be out in that nature. And I don't even care if I shoot a deer, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm getting soft. I know I'm getting soft.
No, I got over that a long time ago. It's a lot of work, and it's just Lisa and I, and, you know, 60, 70 pounds of venison is a lot to eat a year for us.
Oh, well, I love eating it. I don't care so much about it. I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody.
Right.
I don't have to put a picture on Facebook like so many people do. Here's my deer. You know, it's like you shouldn't have shot that one. It wasn't it wasn't worthy. You should have let it, you know, breed a little more.
Right.
But either way, whatever. Don't be judgmental. It's just I love hunting and I love having stew and chili at deer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my affinity for Dutch ovens and I got my big 12-quart Lodge. And I just want to help people walk through a little simple chili at deer camp, roasting your vegetables. And you don't have to roast them all at deer camp. Let me tell you something. We buy a lot of tomatoes from the supermarket.
Right.
And very often when we buy those tomatoes, we don't eat them all because we buy a bunch.
I mean,
we make a lot of salads. And sometimes they'll get a little wrinkled. You'll get those little cherry tomatoes that cherubos or whatever you call them, and they'll get a little wrinkled. I'll throw them on a cookie tin, throw them in the oven with a little oil on the bottom, and I'll just roast them down real quick, and I'll throw them in a Ziploc, put them in the freezer. Now I've got roasted tomatoes. I have lots of bags of roasted tomatoes. A tomato tastes so much better when you roast it. A pepper tastes better when you roast it.
Well, you're drawing some of the water out of it, and you're concentrating the flavors is what you're doing.
Yeah, I think you're right. But it just changes it. So if you're just putting a can of tomatoes in, you're missing it because you have a chance to have a fire-roasted vegetable, which just brings out a profile, and it explodes. And chili is, I don't know, chili's kind of a sacred food to me, just like stew. You know,
ate it yesterday for lunch, you know, because you can make a big batch of it and you freeze it in single serving containers. And that's one of those things that does freeze very well, and you pop it out and it's good to go. But nothing better than the day it's fresh. Right. Actually, I guess I would retract that and say chili's always better the second day.
Sometimes it is.
Right. Those flavors get to meld together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we did a lot of chili competitions together. The grilling guys, we have some. With some trophies and stuff, we won. Got invited to the Nationals for a chili cook-off. I really wish we would have went to Reno for that because that would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We'd still be paying for it. But it is fun to make chili, and there's lots of little tricks and secrets. And one of the things I learned from somebody, I don't know, Sagebrush Zeb, or I don't know what his name was, but one of the things I use for a thickener is cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take some cornmeal and like the who's the little biscuit boxes?
Jiffy.
You get a little box of Jiffy corn muffin mix, and you pour about half of that in a measuring cup, and you add a can of the beer that you don't like. Somebody leaves some crap beer at your house, use that. So it's got to be a big enough bowl. Mix that up, let it sit and foam for a while and settle down and dissolve, and then pour that in your chili when you're trying to thicken it up, if you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, beer and cornmeal does something to chili that is quite spectacular.
Beer and pizza, beer and chili, beer and cornmeal.
It only takes one can.
There's a common theme here.
It only takes one can.
Right.
I would not use this oatmeal stout, though, because this is
too damn good.
Amazing.
Yeah, you don't want to waste that in chili.
Oh, my gosh. I'm starting to Jones right now because I'm bought out. So the other thing is, what beans are you going to select for your chili?
See, I mean, red kidneys are traditional. I like a three-bean chili. I'll do some pintos with those. I hate beans. They will never, ever touch a chili.
That's not a chili bean.
Right. Anymore. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, do whatever you like.
The lima bean.
Right.
Who ever thought that
No. Terrible. But anyway, some people don't like beans in their chili. But a great place for all your surplus venison, too.
Is in the chili. Especially freezer meat.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
So roasting your vegetables. And then, of course, there is another recipe that uses Bloody Mary mix for a chili.
Right.
If you're really freaking out and got to make a chili quick and you got some Bloody Mary mix left over in the fridge, throw that in.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. We might continue talking about libations for deer camp. I'm not sure. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now.
So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.